This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Finance ministers from the Group of 20 economies on Wednesday pledged to keep an economic stimulus policies in place to ensure a recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The attendees, in an official communique, pledged to continue to sustain the recovery, avoiding any premature withdrawal of support measures. While the global recovery has been solid, the statement notes that it has been highly divergent among countries and vows to use all available tools for as long as required to address the consequences of the pandemic, in particular on those nations most impacted. At the same time, the statement said officials are closely watching rising prices. The meeting of finance ministers and central bank governors came at a time when suppliers are struggling to meet renewed demand. Shipping bottlenecks are causing shortages of key materials and pushing prices higher. Oil prices have spiked above $80 a barrel for the first time in years. The World Bank estimates 8.5% of global container shipping is stalled in or around ports. That is twice as much as in January. In a related story, the White House said Wednesday that three of the nation's largest consumer goods carriers, Walmart, FedEx, and UPS, and along with the busiest U.S. port, the Port of Los Angeles, are trying to start working round the clock to clear up backlogs created by disruptions in the nation's supply chain. The announcement came as U.S. President Joe Biden hosted what the White House called a virtual roundtable with representatives from the shipping companies, retailers, and port workers' unions to discuss ways to move more goods around the country faster. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez visited La Palma Island Wednesday to assess the damage caused by the three-week-long eruption of the Cumbre Vieja volcano there. After meeting with regional volcano experts, Sanchez said there are no signs of the volcanic activity stopping in the upcoming days. He urged residents to be patient because there's nothing that could be done, he said, until the eruption stops. He urged all citizens of La Palma to remain alert and pay attention to information given by authorities in order to ensure their safety. Sanchez added that the possible new aid package being considered to help the affected residents of La Palma are in process in addition to the $239 million package already approved. Authorities say lava from the eruption that began on September 19th has covered nearly 600 hectares on the island and destroyed 1,186 buildings. The volcano has displaced about 6,700 of La Palma's residents. The island is part of the Canary Islands archipelago on the northwest coast of Africa. The United States is planning to move ahead with its plan to reopen the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem as Washington restores ties with the Palestinians and commits to a two-state solution to the Middle East problem. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made that announcement during a Wednesday news conference. He did not provide a timeline for those events. Blinken added that the U.S. supports efforts to advance a lasting peace in the Middle East and will continue to strengthen all aspects of the U.S.-Israel partnership. The U.S. consulate in Jerusalem has been closed since 2019. Palestinian affairs have been handled by the U.S. embassy. In May, Blinken announced the U.S. plan to reopen its consulate during a visit to Ramallah in the occupied West Bank, where he held talks with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Israel, of course, opposed Washington's plan, calling the reopening a bad idea. The Biden administration has repeatedly said that a two-state solution is the best way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state that lives in peace alongside a viable, sovereign, and democratic Palestinian state. And U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci acknowledged Wednesday that the coronavirus may never be eliminated and that much of the world remains in the pandemic phase of the outbreak. Fauci made the assessment during a White House briefing on the pandemic. He said it would be very difficult, at least in the foreseeable future and maybe ever, to truly eliminate what he called a highly transmissible virus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.